At the State House today, a seminar focused on the lessons from Japan's Fukushima Daiichi nuclear catastrophe as applied to the Pilgrim Nuclear Power Station in Plymouth. Moderating that discussion was WCAI's Sean Corcoran, who joins us now on the phone. Sean, there were some big players at the seminar, including the former Prime Minister of Japan. Tell us who was there.
Yes, the former Prime Minister of Japan, Naoto Kan, was there. He actually led the government response to the Fukushima disaster. Former Nuclear Regulatory Commission Chairman Greg Yasko was there, and former Commissioner Peter Bradford was there. He was also on the NRC, but during the 1970s, Senator Dan Wolf also was on the dais as well.
What did the Prime Minister, who went through this catastrophe in Japan, have to say?
He offered a narrative of the 5 days after the disaster. And it was, of course, really interesting about how things happened. And early on in his remarks, he referenced the Pilgrim Nuclear Power Station. And he talked about how Pilgrim lost external power during a snowstorm last winter. And he said it was a loss of external power that caused problems at Fukushima as they tried to deal with the catastrophe there. He also talked about how he previously supported nuclear power plants in Japan, and that is not the case anymore.
I'm wondering, in trying to apply lessons from the Fukushima disaster, what was said about the evacuation plan in the event something happens at the Pilgrim Power Station?
Yes, the former Prime Minister talked about Cape Cod and it being a peninsula, and he seemed to be very concerned about that. He said there's a similar geographical situation in Japan near a power plant there where people escaping would actually go towards the reactor. He called that a very bad situation. He also talked a little bit about some of his regrets, things that he wished he had done better, including distributing potassium iodine pills to folks that can protect people from getting certain types of cancers. And he also said that they misjudged the leaking radiation and which direction it was going. He wished he could have advised folks to which direction they should have fled during the disaster.
Senator Dan Wolf was there. How did he weigh in on the discussion?
I was really interested to hear what Senator Wolf had to say, because when I spoke with him a few years ago about the Pilgrim Nuclear Power Station, he seemed to still be making up his mind. And he said that he's become increasingly concerned about the age of the plant. And he said that the Fukushima disaster really sealed the deal for him. And he said, quote, "I believe the plant should be shut down." He talked about being a pilot and how he's been flying near the plant since 1978. So he's concerned with, among other things, a terrorist attack on the plant. And he said basically the reward of having Pilgrim is not worth the risk.
So, Sean, just to be clear, who sponsored this event?
This was an educational group out of California that sponsored it, and they've actually had a few of these meetings around the country. They had one in San Diego in the spring, they were in New York yesterday, and they were in Boston today, and I think that's the final one that includes this particular panel of people.
Was there anyone from Entergy, the company that owns Pilgrim?
I asked that question. I was told that there were two people in the room from Entergy, and I said to the organizers, please invite them to speak. I didn't check on that. I didn't see if they actually did. They did not speak. I wish they had. If I had one thing that I wish could have happened, that there would have been more people on the other side of the nuclear issue there. Of course, the former Prime Minister of Japan has a story to tell, as does the former chairman of the Nuclear Regulatory Commission. So there were varying perspectives, despite the fact that most of the people in the room seem to be against nuclear reactors in the United States.
WCAI's Sean Corcoran, who moderated a panel discussion today at the State House on lessons from Japan's Fukushima nuclear catastrophe as they might apply to the Pilgrim Power Station in Plymouth. Thanks, Sean.
Thank you, Steve.